This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is so important that we learn about small businesses, our money, what we can do with it, what it can do for us, especially what it can do for us if used in the right way. So I've asked Linda Benedict to be with us this morning. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. So happy to be here.
Thank you. Tell us who you're with.
Well, I'm with the Florida SBDC at the University of South Florida, and I work out of the offices of partner CareerSource Suncoast Center right here in Manatee, in Bradenton on Manatee Avenue.
Okay, and tell us the kind of businesses that you help, because I think maybe when we hear about someone that will help us with our business, we're thinking, how much is this going to cost? I'm not big enough to worry about. I'm just a small business, and that's what you guys specialize in.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. We work with entrepreneurs pre-startup, so we help them get on the right path, and we work with established businesses who have a heart for growth and help them reach the next level. And there is no cost for our consulting, and we have low-cost training, so there's plenty of resources, and we have a fantastic website with tons of resources that are free.
When we talk help of small businesses, we need help in all areas because all of us got into our small business to sell or make whatever it is that our passion was, not to run a business, correct?
Oh, that's true. Most people have a vision, and we have to get that vision into reality.
It's harder than we think, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. It really is.
What kind of consulting do you do, Linda? What do you specialize in?
Well, I am a growth acceleration specialist, which means I work with businesses that are at least 500,000 in sales, five employees, and have been in business for 3 years and have a heart for growth. Now, that's my specialty. And we do what's called a growth acceleration phase one, and then a growth acceleration phase two, and we help them reach the next level. We find where they're bleeding a lot of times and bleeding out profits, and we help them stop the bleeding and actually double or increase their sales and their profits. Now, even though I'm a specialist in that, I work with everyone. So I have people with just their dream and scratched on a piece of paper who walk in. And we set up appointments and work with them, too. So I really cover all the entrepreneurs in Manatee County.
When we are thinking about entrepreneurs and small businesses, you always think of somebody operating on a shoestring. But these small businesses can be pretty big size.
Yes, they can. The small businesses, we can deal with small business up to $20 million. And
that's a really big small business.
It is, but it is the backbone, the lifeblood of our economy. They create the jobs and they pay the taxes. So the entrepreneur from a mom and pop shop all the way up to $20 million. And in each industry, there's a slightly different definition of small business. So we work with that. We make sure that they qualify as a small business, but that's pretty big.
Sure it is. Now, when we make appointments, is it just the business owner that comes into you, or is it some of the staff people as well?
Well, our business consulting is confidential.
Okay.
So, and besides being no cost. So we make sure that the business owner has signed a
confidentiality agreement.
Confidentiality. Explaining what we do and how we don't take any, the consultant doesn't take any economic benefit from
right.
them personally. And then if they have someone that they want to work with us, they also give us permission for that, and that person also signs. So they can bring in their marketing director, and then I can work, they both sign, and I can work with both of them. And I can, the first visit is usually face-to-face, but I can go visit that business for that first visit, and it's now at least an hour. And then The follow-up can be, gee, we can even Skype from their office if it's is more convenient from them.
When you go out and make that initial consultation, what are the kind of questions that you're asking? Because you're going to be asking very pointed questions because you've got very specific answers that you need, right?
Right. I really want to get to know that business because that's how we help the business grow. So the first, we think of the first visit is more like a first date. You get to know one another. They want to know about the consultation they'll be receiving. They probably want to know a little bit about me. I have a certificate in community development. I taught business law. I have an MBA.
Holy cow.
With businesses doing this. And then I had my own business. And that's, you know, all the consultants, by the way, have had their own business. So they understand what the business owner is going through. They have at least a bachelor's degree. Many have specialties. So when I meet with that business, we talk a little bit about the Florida SBDC network and then the Florida SBDC at USF. And a little bit about the background, and then I get to know them. What's their background? What's their dream for their business? Where are they? And once we kind of get all that out, we start talking about their finances. I usually encourage them to bring me their finances. And if they're a new business, I help them with starting their business plan and starting to get their cash flow statement written up so they know where they're going to go. If they're existing business, then I look at where they've been and how they're doing in their cash flow.
What do you have more, existing businesses or new businesses that really have a lot of questions?
Well, you know, at first it was a lot of entrepreneurs who had their dream but hadn't started anything. Now okay. I'm seeing more and more businesses that are established coming in and saying, you know, I'm just not where I want to be, or I think I'm where I want to be, but I want to double check. And so we pull industry reports, we look at their finances, and we can help them find if they are at the right place and then their avenues for growth for the future.
You're all-encompassing, and that is the coolest thing about the program that you guys have going on. You can take every section of the business and really break it down to see what is wrong with the business and how you can make it better. That's got to be intimidating for small businesses somewhat.
Oh, it is. I think what happens is that we all had a dream when we started our business, and a lot of us didn't have a lot of we didn't investigate quite enough.
Sure.
So us helping a business look at their competition, look at their market, we can pull competition from our major databases. We can look at the industry and the industry benchmarking. And we can.
They didn't even know how to do this maybe to start with.
No, sometimes they don't. But many
do
times,
most of them just jump in and find a place to rent and off they go?
Well, probably that's not the best way to do it.
Right.
But if you look at, like, we have one of the business, we have many businesses on the website that have agreed to share their story, very excited about sharing their
story. Okay.
And they explain how they started. Let me see if I could look for it. Here's one. Right on our website, which is sbdctampabay.com, and you can look at success stories, and one would be the Symphonic Distribution of Pasco County. And
okay.
He had a heart for just this, for music, and then began his own company. And extremely exciting company, and has grown and is working with us. And his success story is right there, and he tells his story in his own words. So he had
that's your best advertisement, and you know, true life story. True, yeah.
Right, and he had experience. So then he had to take his experience and figure out how to make the business around his experience, and that's wonderful. And many of our businesses do that. And some businesses just, I've had a business in the past where the guy was an extremely great salesman and he decided to buy a franchise and sell flooring and subcontracted flooring.
Huh.
He, by keeping track of his numbers, his business is growing and growing every single year. So there's an experience, there's an example where he hadn't done flooring. So he had to go work with the subcontractors and learn how to put in flooring so he could actually manage them.
Right. You have to know what you're doing. Well, this is, I mean, a world of information, and it's more than I think people bargain for, that you're able to help them with so many different things to their business. Linda, how does someone get a hold of you if they're interested in talking to you about their small business?
Well, all they have to do is go to the website, and that's, of course, sbdctampabay, all one word, .com, and they can go to the section that's my location, which is Minnesota, or Manatee, really, and Manatee County, and they can request a consultant, consultation. They can go to the home page and just request a consultation based on their address. The local consultant will call them and set up an appointment. And there's 20 of us. We cover 10 counties. And it's just a great way to get help for your business.
Well, Linda, I appreciate you being with us today. We're going to have you back. And you've got a world of experience. Next time you come back, you're going to need to talk about how you got involved in this, because that's a real story to me. We'll call you back to do that, okay?
Oh, that would be great. I'd love to do that.
Thank you very much. This is the Debbie Lewis Show. We'll be right back.